Good morning, mate.
G'day.
Now, what happened? Did the Chaser boys bully you out of the studio so they could talk politics and now you're allowed back in?
It was a really inconveniently timed election, and I don't think Malcolm Turnbull was thinking about us at all.
I don't think he was either. I mean, what was happening to Consumer Affairs while you guys were away?
Well, people were just wandering around in a daze, making terrible decisions. I personally actually made some terrible decisions in the Consumer Affairs Department just during the 4 weeks that we were off air. So.
Now, you guys are back tonight, 8 p.m, usual time slot on the ABC, episode 7. Again, an inconvenient time to take a break mid-season. But you've had a bit of a look at something Australians absolutely love to have a whinge about, and that's ISP, Internet Service Provider speeds.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that I have been annoyed about this for a long time. And the idea that when you sign up for a plan, you're told a particular speed, you're like, oh, I'm signing up for, I'm going to get 20 megabits per second downloads, and then you start using it, and the occasions on which you can actually download at top speed seem like they are vanishingly small. When you actually examine your contract, you find that there's actually no guarantee of any minimum speed whatsoever on any plan that I could find in Australia.
Quite amazing when you think that ISPs advertise around these promises and then there's no sort of structure where they have to deliver.
Yeah, well, the plans, if you look closely enough, there's always the words up to next to the speed. So it's up to, 25 megabits per second. Not actually 25 megabits per second. In the UK, they have to advertise a minimum speed. There's a guaranteed minimum speed, but in Australia, no such thing exists. And the ACCC, actually, just this week, has come out and said they're calling for more transparent reporting of the speeds that you'll actually receive in practice on your download plans. But for the time being, you just have to really hope, because there are so many factors that can affect it, the actual... what you get in practice.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Look, the ACCC, I feel a bit sorry for them, a bit of a paper tiger. I mean, they can deliver a dizzying slap on the wrist every now and then, but other than that, you're straight to the telecommunications industry ombudsman, and that's a disaster area.
there are some case reports. You can go check it out. There's some very happy stories of people who have successfully challenged it through the TIO and, got released from contracts or got their provider forced to do some, upgrades on the line, that sort of thing. But, your options are limited. If the provider says, look, I'm sorry, there's just nothing we can do. You're in a bad area or your line's no good. You might just have to deal with it for the time being.
Well, of course, we've had our own Prime Minister suggest that you should just move house if you were getting nowhere near the NBN. I can imagine the ACCC can't do much more than Malcolm Turnbull.
Yes, if only we all had multiple houses being paid for by the taxpayer that we could just skip between, depending on the download speeds. But, Not the most helpful advice.
Not the most helpful advice at all. And I understand you guys will also be having a bit of a look at very controversial puppy farms.
Yeah, well, puppy farms and how to avoid them.
Mm.
And look, it's quite a controversial topic, but it did allow us to get a lot of very cute puppies on set. And sometimes you've got to just tackle these really dark things in order to, justify hiring small dogs.
That's amazing.
And that we did. Yeah, but once again, it's amazing to learn that you have consumer rights when it comes to buying puppies, but you actually do. Like any other object, the consumer law covers dogs, and they have to be fit for purpose and of suitable quality. It's amazing.
Fit for purpose. I'm horrified by the concept.
Yeah, well... In this case, I think it comes down to if someone advertises something as a guard dog and it turns out to be a big wuss like mine, you could, in theory, take it back and demand either they repair it or you get an upgrade, a refund.
I want to know how you repair a guard dog. I'm terrified it's going to be like the scene from The Simpsons with Sanders' little helper being trained to be vicious, and I'm not sure if I do want to return a guard dog if it's going to have eye drops in. the full works.
In practice, I think that very rarely happens.
Andy Matthews, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on. Very excited to have you
thank
back
you.
On TV. Thanks for talking to Brekkie, mate.
See you tonight. Bye.